Welcome back to the Kahale Old Massage Podcast. This is Aaron. I need to change up my introductions once in a while. So today, we're going to go over, it's not necessarily a new massage style, but it's kind of new to the United States in some respects. It's kind of popped up last 5 or 10 years, and that's Thai massage. So Thai massage is really old school. They're saying it's like from 2,500 years ago, Shivago Kamparj, I ruined that name. They said he was Buddha's physician, and so they say that he kind of took a lot of Indian and Chinese traditional techniques and ideas and kind of created this Thai massage. And so there's no definitive style. That's what I gather from, you know, some of the research as I've been told. But the basic tenet is that the body is filled with loam or air, and then it passes through sen, or the vessels, and the sen originates from the navel and spreads its way out. So it's very similar to meridians and chi and acupressure or qi, like in Reiki and Shiatsu. It's a pretty dynamic massage modality. One of the main differences is that Thai massage usually doesn't use oil, and a lot of it is the person is fully clothed, they're laying on the ground a lot of times, and like with the strokes, I don't really know what strokes, but pretty much anything goes in terms of stretching. So they will grab your arms, pull them behind your back, step on your back, grab your legs, put it behind your head. People really enjoy kind of that pretzel feeling. So you get, you know, really good range of motion, you get lots of flexibility. In some respects, you know, it's kind of similar to like sports massage. It's kind of invigorating, and it could be used maybe pre or post exercise to kind of get the body going, or, you know, limber up the body itself. So for me, I'm not necessarily, you know, using a lot of the basic tenets when it comes to, you know, the chakras and the meridians and the chi, but I do use stretches, and I incorporate a lot of stretches into the massage that I do, especially if I'm going to do like a lot of trigger point or a little bit of deep tissue stuff where you're kind of getting in on the muscle, and the muscle has been tight for so long that it needs to loosen up. So what you got to do is after you massage it, stretch it. That's my whole thing, because, you know, people always talk about, oh, it hurt when I stretch, so I don't stretch. I'm like, yeah, because it's not loosened up. You know, if it's too tight, it's going to be very uncomfortable to stretch. So what I do is, you know, when you do the massage, you know, loosen the body up, you know, warm it up or whatever, stretch, and then, you know, kind of maintain the length of that muscle after that. But prior to the massage, stretching is just going to be painful. So yeah, so that was Thai massage. It's one of the newer ones that I've seen, you know, like in the last 10 years, there's been a really upstart in just Thai. People doing a lot more yoga, and it does incorporate like that Ayurvedic ideas, you know, with yoga teaching. So I don't want to call it a fad per se, but I think people have gotten interested in it, and, you know, they do find benefits to it, so, which is really great. So that's it for Thai massage. Next time I'll get into myofascial release. So I'll talk to you guys later.